Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
This episode is brought to you by Ogawa Philippines, the leading retail brand of health and wellness equipment. After a long, tiring ride, you deserve the best comfort. Mga ka-rider, invest in wellness. Check out their promos at Ogawa Philippines' Facebook page and shop online at ogawaworld.net.ph. Thank you, Ogawa, for supporting Tunay na Rider.
May, uy, meron tayong ano? Meron tayong tag dito? Special guest?
So, why did we bring in Darwin? Not because he's an institution in the motorcycle industry, not to congratulate him for the Moto Content Creator Awards, but because he's joined the club and like Jolly Buck and myself and Bianca, we all got COVID.
Yay! Just recently.
Just kami ni Jolly and ni Darwin just got it recently. So, kami yung COVID hipsters. Yung OG.
Sabi si nga nila Biker Box. Sabi ni Biker Box, my friends from Biker Box, requirement daw yan sa 2022. Kailangan magka-COVID. Ng January 1.
So, on this episode, we were thinking about doing a public service and to riders and talking to doctors. And we realized that, one, all of our doctor friends are super busy. And two, Tunay na Rider, we're not in any position. We're not experts when it comes to ano. To
wala kaming COVID. Credibility magbigay ng medical advice. And we don't want to get sued.
But we are credible when it comes to helping you waste time. So this episode's all about what we did while we had COVID.
Because there's nothing better to do nowadays because there's nothing to do.
Si Buck, tingnan mo, t-shirt niya, nagka-COVID eh.
Di
COVID. Galing at siya, galing H&M's. Yan ang bagong uso ngayon.
Fashion yan, iba. High fashion yan. Di mo ba alam?
Street fashion.
You pre-hold. Pre-hold.
Oh. Nung ano kasi natin eh, nung quarantine natin eh, nag-aral tayo mag-ano eh, makapag-appreciate ng fashion. Pero guys, teka lang, bago tayo magsimula ng ating episode.
But parang ang bagal mo mag-isip ngayon.
Share natin muna ang ating secret sa pag-monetize ng ating podcast. So, Podmetrics is a platform that allows us to have full control over our monetization. So, kung isa kang podcaster, isang gusto mag-advertise sa podcast, or isang balak mag-podcast, sign up kayo dun sa aming link sa description, dun sa baba. Or dun sa comment section kung nanonood ka sa Facebook at gamitin ang referral code na all caps, 29RIDER, so you can monetize your podcast too.
Hinihingal ka, no?
Hindi. Hindi ako hinihingal.
Okay, again, all of us at 29RIDER got COVID at one point or another. So, please forgive us. As usual, I'm coming up with another excuse because if we mess up. But yeah, we're going to talk about the top 10 things we did while we had COVID. Darwin, ikaw, ano mga ginawa mo?
Hindi did, iba, doing.
Are doing. Well, thankfully, today is the first day for me na hindi na ako nakakahawa. So, I'm super grateful for that. Ikaw, so, Jolly, nakakahawa ka pa?
So, hindi na.
Pwede na tayo mag-party.
Sa poblasyon.
Sa poblasyon. Ground. Alam mo, sa tingin ko talaga, sa poblasyon talaga pinaka-safest mag-party ngayon. Kasi yun yung ground zero.
Tapos na eh.
So anyway, so ano, ikaw, Darwin, how are you, man?
Oh, first of all,
free ka na ba?
Shout out, wait. Label. My shirt.
Yeah, what's up?
Uy, ganda yan na. Ganda
yung balance life.
Pakita ko muna likod ko. Oh, anyway, same as iba, I'm negative already. Negative na yan. Just had COVID nung kasagsaga ng population days. And yeah, okay na po ako. And yeah, naka-rest na rin. So what did I do? Kasi nung past few months, October, November, December, puro shoot, so walang tulog, and I've been sleeping for 1 or 2 hours a day. So finally, nakapag ano, kain tulog ako after ng work days. So yeah, reset. And finally, yeah, nakapag online shopping ako. IKEA.
Ginamit mo ba yung ano, yung code ng PNR para sa Lazada?
Sa IKEA.
Oh, ano, affiliate. May affiliate link si PNR for IKEA.
Wala.
Dapat
wala.
Magkaroon tayo. Attorney Joseph,
yeah, tapos
magkaroon tayo ng partnership sa IKEA. Dami pinamili ni Iba rin eh.
Wow.
Okay. Sabi ni Nelly Tuason, BBM virus. Okay, for all of those watching our stream, hindi na kami nakakahawa, hindi kayo mahawa sa YouTube at saka sa Facebook. We're very thoughtful, just like BBM and Comelec. So Darwin, how was COVID for you, man? Kumusta yung mga symptoms?
Ours was surprisingly mild, parang flu lang. One night lang na lagnat, then ubo sipon. I still have ubo, but I'm already negative. I think I got the Omicron kasi I hanged out with the people who partied in poblasyon.
Seryoso yun?
Puro party. Hindi ako nagpoblasyon, pero mga naka-party ko recently galing Pobla. So
yeah,
ayan, nag home Google doctor ako, so Omicron daw na sa upper respiratory tract daw. Although take it with a grain of salt, pero yeah, parang flu nga lang daw, so ubo, sipon lang, ganun. So yeah,
hindi masyado deep yung penetration, Darwin.
Yeah.
Hindi umabot sa lalamunan. No,
hindi siya deep throat. Mababaw lang.
Babaw lang. Bitin, bitin.
Ikaw, Jolly.
Na deep throat ka ba?
okay naman actually.
Pucha.
Medyo ano nga eh, medyo
ikaw yung na deep throat eh. Kami hindi eh.
Sagad-sagad, OG eh.
OG. Okay, Jolly, what happened to you?
Okay naman. Swerte naman kasi puro mga mild lang naman yung mga symptoms ko. Pero pabago-bago. As in, parang first 3 days, allergy, tas nanghina ako. Nag-chills ako isang araw, then tatlong araw na sore throat, tapos ubot-sipon ngayon. Alam mo yun, paano eh, pabago-bago eh. So tip lang. Hindi mo rin alam ko ano eh.
Just the tip. Pero all of you guys are vaxxed, right? Boosted? Are you all vaxxed? Boosted. Are you boosted?
Yes. Fully vaxxed, pero hindi pa naman ako boosted. Dapat mag-booster ako. Last
meron
weekend,
ako dito. Padala kita.
Booster na turo pa, hindi yung booster ng manok.
Ano yung...
Alright.
Sa'yo. Sa akin, ano yung Johnson & Johnson sa'yo?
Yung booster ni Buck? Hindi, B-neg yung booster nun eh.
Hindi, Thunderbird sa akin. Thunderbird yun, oy.
Sigurula.
And, Buck, you are the OG of COVID. Yung sa'yo, malala talaga. You got that last year.
Last year ba? Oh, di ko na matandaan nga eh. Wala nang oxygen yung utak ko nun eh.
Dude, yung oximeter ni Buck umalo ng 60 pare.
Oh man.
Alam mo, maganda tong ano ah, maganda tong episode natin kasi it's also a way to check on our friends and our listeners if they're okay or not. 'Di ba? Number one yan sa ano natin. Top 10 things we did when we had COVID special edition. Importante yung ano, yung kamustahin nyo yung mga kaibigan nyo na hindi na nagpaparamdam.
Kami lahat. Comment kayo dito. Comment.
This whole show is a checkup on you guys. Kumusta kayo? Ako, I got COVID, tested positive on the 29th. Had a lockdown new year. Honestly, the doctor just told me to take vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, lagundi when my throat hurt, and paracetamol for the headaches and the body pain and the fever. And I just wrote it out. It wasn't mas matindi pa yung symptoms noon nag-Moderna vaccine ako.
Uy, andito si Lucky, oh, nanonood. Ito, isa rin to sa mga OG COVIDs.
Ano, sige, tara, isa-isa natin yung mga tao sa comment section, ano yung mga nagsakit dyan.
Ano yan, PH743 ba yan? Yan ba yung, ano, yan ba yung flight number na kasali ka?
Oo oh, nga, ano yun?
Oh, parang patient yan yun, eh. Number 743.
Ah, patient.
Uy, yan ang OG.
In the Philippines. In the
Philippines. Top 1,000.
Oo.
May serial number yung ano niya.
Oo.
Ito yung mga ano, ito yung mga ano, mga purist, mga COVID purists.
I gotta say that. But
COVID natin na water down eh.
Sila yung OG. Kami ni Darwin at ni Jolly, kami wave. Yung hipster COVID. Yung sumusunod lang sa uso. Third wave COVID kami. Parang hindi kami
alert hardcore. Alert na yung COVID natin.
Third wave denier. Meron din ba third wave denier?
Ang madami.
These are the top 10 things we did to waste our time when we were in COVID. Buck, number one.
Check on your friends if they're okay. Nasabi ko na yan kanina. So,
yun.
Never take your friends for granted. Lagi nyo silang aalalahanin. Diba? Usapin nyo. They need someone to talk to and let's support that.
No, I agree. And you know, now more than ever, because we don't have infrastructure, we don't have universal healthcare, which Senator JV is pushing for, which is a bill he actually passed na hindi pa na implement. We really rely on friends and family during these difficult times, diba? When I first got COVID, several friends of mine sent me medicine, sent me food. And all of these things matter, diba? Even yes. if kung hindi ko kinain, pero it helps the spirit, Max. I didn't send anything to Jolly though.
Pati mga enemies, tawagan nyo na rin. Pala.
Hindi. Yung mga kaawyo, puntahan nyo.
Yung mga kaawyo, huwag naman. Alright. Number two, Jolly, what did you do?
Ayan. Number two. Hinihingal pa. Sakto. Kasi ano, kasi nung nag-start yung taon, nagsimula na rin yung Paris Dakar.
Hindi na siya Paris Dakar. Kaya, Dakar rally na lang siya.
Paris
Dakar. Dakar na lang. Dakar na lang pala.
Pero ginanap sa Saudi.
Saudi na siya nagaganap. Oh. Tapos sakto, lahat ng mga legs live sa YouTube meron. So,
ah, meron?
Search lang, Dakar 2022. Yung ano pa lang, yung unang araw na flag off, 9 hours na agad yun, mauubos mo pag pinood mo.
And kasi, if you can't find it, use NordVPN. We partnered with NordVPN through Podmetrics so you guys can watch the Dakar Rally and enjoy the same experience. They have an amazing promo right now that allows you to get 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free when you use the link in the description, TNR, before checking out. They also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for NordVPN now. Yeah.
Naku, napakahirap i-memorize ng link ng ano, TNR. Hirap i-memorize.
Sa
ano, ng promo ko, diba?
At usapang Dakar Rally. Etong Dakar na to, may nakakalungkot na nangyari today.
Oh, ano nangyari? Hmm.
Si ano, si Kevin Benavides.
Oh,
tanggal
out?
Na siya.
Oh, si parang Kevin.
Na-out na si Kevin.
Mm.
Last year natanggal rin siya, 'di ba?
Oh, nakakalungkot. Si Kevin Benavides, galing 'yon. Pero eto maganda. Si Kevin Price, number one.
Toby Price.
Kevin.
Oh, Toby. Alam niyo kung ano motor noon?
KTM.
Siyempre.
KTM.
KTM. Danilo Petrucci, congratulations. MotoGP rider.
If I recall correctly, nawasak yung KTM team last year and si Toby Price was the only one to finish.
Ah, talaga?
Hmm.
Oh, next.
All right. Number three. We watched a lot of motorcycle flicks. A lot of motorcycle flicks. I watched the whole Long Way series. I watched Long Way Up, which is where they're using electric vehicles. The Harley... the Harley Livewire.
Livewire. I watched Long Way. Apple TV.
Ah, oh.
Yep, on Apple TV. That's the latest one. Have you seen it, Darwin?
Yes, yes.
So,
ako, ano eh?
Ako,
old school eh. DVD player.
Long Way Round.
Long Way Round. Must have, yeah, must
that
have.
That started the whole... It really... I mean, so there were adventure riders before Ewan McGregor, Charlie Borman, and Claudio Van Planta. But nobody made it as popular a genre than Long Way Round. Yun ang old school.
Pogi. Pogi.
Alam mo, gusto ko talaga pag-usapan dun sa Long Way Round talaga, no? Kasi, di ba, gusto talaga nila Charlie Borman tsaka ni Ewan McGregor. Gusto talaga nila KTM.
Yes.
Oh, yung sa
simula. KTM. Yung 990. Tapos sabi ng KTM parang, hindi, baka di nyo matapos. Magmukha pa kami tanga.
That was then, a long, yun, long
BMW
time
BMW gave them the 1150s. Then, ayun, nauso na adventure bike.
And
buti na
and,
lang, ganun ang nangyari. Kasi kung hindi, mas sikat ang KTM ngayon, di ambadoy na.
Hindi tayo sponsor.
Hindi. Hindi. Paano kapag parang may alternate timeline na tapos natuloy yung sponsorship ng KTM. Tapos lahat kayo ng mga
Pulis-pulis.
Ng mga pulis-pulis sa KTM.
Lahat ng Tiger.
Lahat ng mga General. Sila Mocha. Naka-KTM na ngayon. Oh, God.
At saka si Bato.
So, and the other ano, in that series was Long Way Down, which is where they rode across
from
Africa.
Ireland. From Ireland. Ireland. Nagsimula.
Oo.
Papuntang ano, diba? Cape Town.
Cape Town. Grabe, man. I mean, do you guys ever dream about doing rides like that?
Hindi.
Hindi. Yeah.
Magastos ginawa yun namin yung
gastos yun. The most I've ever done was with Toto, yung ano, Ride for Light, where we did a figure eight around the Philippines. And that was 19 days, pare. After that, uwing-uwi na ako. Imagine mo, ilan buwan to.
At saka may ano, meron kasing purpose, yung Ride for Light.
Oo, humihinto kayo lagi eh. Hindi siya yung talagang
ha?
Biyahe.
Hindi, ang sila, ano doon yung light, yung pailaw nila iba. Sila,
solar energy.
Sa solar energy.
But if you look at all of the Long Way series ni Ewan McGregor and Charlie Boorman, palagi silang may bit-bit na advocacy, which is yung sa bata, yung
oh sa God. UN.
Oo.
Di ba, yung isa ron? Binalikan niya yung inampun. Sa Mongolia.
Oo, inampun ni Ewan McGregor.
As close na close silang dalawa.
Galing, no?
Doon sa, ano, doon sa Harley Davidson na series, pinuntahan pa niya sa Brazil. Brazil ba, Mexico? Kasi parang yung bata, nung lumaki na, nag-NGO work.
Ah, okay.
Galing.
UNICEF. Grabe.
UNICEF yun.
Bit-bit nila.
Sana maampon din ako ni Ewan McGregor.
Wala na sa'yo ampon, Jalil. Laki mo na eh.
Ikaw, Darwin, for our friends who had COVID, ano yung recommendation mo na biker flick?
Well, kasi I've been making a lot of content during the year. So, I always wanted to watch YouTube videos. Pero, pag nagsuscroll ako, kiniklik ko lagi yung watch later. There's a tiny button sa thumbnail ng mga YouTube videos. So, naipon na yung watch later ko, more than 200 videos na. So, inipon ko siya. So, I had a chance to watch them all. So, tinapos ko yung...
200 YouTube videos. What are the ones we've watched?
Yeah, iba-iba kasi mga tutorials. And my favorite is Itchy Boots. So, talking about around the world video. So, I finished Itchy Boots. Yeah. So, she's now in... Season 6, she's now in Colombia on the way to Alaska.
You know what I like about Itchy Boots is she doesn't use like expensive motorcycles. She uses practical bikes that you can repair anywhere. And because she's not that tall, a lot of the motorcycles that she recommends and she uses, kaya-kaya ng Pinoy.
Hanapin ko
ngayon. Yeah, and they're not boots? Expensive.
Yep.
Yeah, she's from Netherlands. She's Dutch. Then she started from India. Then, Central Asia. Then she did Netherlands. She did South America. She had then a lockdown. Then she did South Africa. And now she's on her way to Alaska. Tapos sobrang budget.
During the lockdown, naipit siya sa South America, di ba? Like, Peru. She's like, I don't know what to do. Oo, sa Peru. Napanood ko yun.
Si Lucky may sinasabi.
Nakabintangan pa siya kasi siya lang yung white dun eh.
May sinasadya si Lucky, ano daw? Hungry and Hairy on Netflix.
Even if you're bikers, I highly recommend Drive to Survive Formula 1.
Ride to Survive?
Drive to Survive Formula 1. Yeah, parang ano, Formula 1 is alive again. And Formula 1 is purchased by an American company, by Liberty Media. So, ano na, full blast social media na sila. So, we can learn a thing or two from siguro Formula One, they really promoted racing in a very positive way. And F1 is the number one sport in YouTube now, social media, even on TikTok. So,
oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Formula One. So, I don't know, overtake nila to even NFL and NBA, WWE. Because F1 yung pinaka-watch na social media sport ngayon. So, yeah, I picked up a few things. Baka may matutunan ako in terms of media. So, highly recommended. Drive to Survive. Kahit newbie ka, actually, target niya Gen Z yung Drive to Survive ng Formula One. Three seasons siya sa Netflix.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna put that on my watch later list. Definitely. Ikaw, Jolly, anong pinanood mo?
May isang magandang motorcycle documentary gawa sa US. Yung ano, title is Why We Ride. Tapos, more on ano siya, pinapakita nila yung motorcycle culture, particularly sa United States. So, yung mga iba-ibang genres ng mga motorcycling. So, yung mga very personal stories. Like, kunwari, may isang parang Vietnam veteran, tapos nung pag-uwi from Vietnam, bumili ng Harley, then nag-ride ng isang taon, tapos di na umuwi. Or yung parang, yun parang nagsimula yung Daytona Beach, yung history nila ng Daytona Beach, yung mga ganun. Ganda siya, magandang movie siya. Tapos, pati yung mga bata, yung mga new generation, yung mga yung sa Red Bull, yung Day in the Dirt, yung parang mga bata, lahat papakawalan lang sa isang malaking flat track circuit sa California. So, okay siya na movie kasi pinapakita yung mga iba-ibang aspeto ng pagmumotorsiklo. Tapos parang bakit nila na-enjoy yung pagmumotorsiklo. So parang kanya-kanya silang mga sagot. Ikaw, Iba, may isa ka pa ditong movie.
The ultimate cult classic, man, on any Sunday. If you haven't seen that movie, hindi ka tunay na rider. Steve freaking McQueen. Cookie, you haven't seen that movie, hindi ka hipster. Wala kang karapatan sumakay sa Cafe Racer or mag-Vinduro kung hindi mo pa napanood yung On Any Sunday.
Iyon.
On Any Sunday. Yeah.
Ay, may isa pala tayong movie hindi nalagay sa listahan, Iba.
Ano?
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider. I mean, if you want to learn how to hide cocaine in your gas tank, then it's a movie you should watch.
Yan, para sa akin yan.
You okay, know, kids, Darwin. Kids,
ato kids ha, do drugs while you can. Stop whining and do drugs.
I completely disagree. I think don't do drugs, live a clean, long life. And when you hit like 70 years old, pare, do anything. Lahat na gawin mo na. Kasi quota ka na eh. That's my feeling. Like,
so dapat pag 70 ako. Na. Pag,
ano ngayon?
Pag may ano na. Pag may ano ka na, yung senior ID, para may 20% discount ka lagi. Parts, magkano to? 500 isang guhit, sir. O, oh, part senior ako. 20% discount. See, ha?
Sumbong kita sa DTI. Sige.
Si Mike Taglin has a good recommendation. Actually, that was on our list. Twist of the Wrist by Keith Code. They're all on YouTube. There's even an ebook version and an audiobook version.
Idol ko yun, no? Si Twist of the Wrist.
And actually, that's what the California Superbike School's curriculum is like. Yun ang originator, di ba, Darwin?
Yes. They did it the scientific way.
Yep.
Code. Everything, every basic. And it's still applied today. Racing line, braking, cornering, apex. So, classic yan, speed code. Kung may VHS pa nga kayo, panorin yung sa VHS para legit na.
Para authentic.
Throwback.
Pero, They're all available on YouTube, actually. So definitely, yes, you should check that out.
Since sinabi mo yung YouTube,
yun.
Doon na natin pag-usapan yung mga YouTube channels na magaganda.
Oh, Darwin. Yan.
I'd like to congratulate mga... Motodeck. Friend natin. Motodeck. 1 million. Naka 1 million na siya ngayon. Yeah.
Yun, no?
Congrats.
Uy, 1 million. Galing.
Yeah. Congratulations, Darwin. Motodeck. Nanonood ka.
Perfect perfect segue for you because you just did the Moto Content Creator Awards. So for our friends out there who are stuck at home, who've got COVID, sino ang mga YouTuber and mga Pinoy content creators that you think people should watch?
Oh, it's a plethora of content. So hindi tayo maubusan. Kasi iba-iba naman tayo ng taste ng content. Like, merong content na iba-ibang language gusto. May content na gusto niyong travel. May gustong nagaan ng pure Tagalog. Or iba-iba. If matalino kayo, manood kayo yung tunay na rider, yan yung content na.
Para mabawasan yung talino nyo.
Duda ko, Darwin, kung may COVID ka na, kahit ano pa, panoorin mo kasi wala ka ng taste eh.
Pwede.
Pero Darwin, who are the content creators who won?
YouTuber of the year, we had wide range of judges. We had Makina Frazak and a few from Graffiti, from Motul. Our YouTuber of the year, si Joby Henio Molina. He's Ang Gino Rider. So, magaling siya he's an up-and-coming YouTuber. Magaling siya. So, umiyak siya. Marami kami na paiyak ng News Moto Creator Awards. So, umiyak siya dahil... Marami tayong creator na nagtiyaga talaga, and it really shows na it's not easy to make content. And marami umiyak dahil pinaghirapan nila kasi yung YouTube video nila. And akala ng tao madali. Pero di daw sila nakakain ng mabuti, tapos di nila binabayaran yung staff nila nung una. And, pero natawid pa rin nila.
And, di ako naniniwala may mga umiyak. Kailangan maglabas ka ng video.
Pero yun, naka-live yun. Then,
good, yeah, si even... Rice Pangilinan, Sengson, sabi niya, syempre, Makina and Ride PH. Of course.
Oo, oh, Ride PH. Ganda-ganda ng mga motorcycle reviews Ride PH eh.
Huh? Yeah, and of course, marami tayong content na na pinapanood ng masa na syempre, hindi natin na papanood lahat. Kaya I needed the help ng ibang mga consumers. So, the ones you've never heard of, Jowo, and Sir Mel, and Seth TV. I recommend you watch Seth TV and Motor Kung Travel video. They're really good. Medyo pure Tagalog kasi sila. Pero I'm sure marami sa viewers natin na nadaanan niya sila sa YouTube or sa TikTok. Then, yeah, pero sa atin mga matagal na ng motor, yan, kilala na natin, mga kuya natin, sila Zach. Yan, tsaka sila Makina and Jay Taruk. Pero marami ding mga bata dyan na worth watching pa rin talaga. And quality gumawa ng content. And without the help ng mga jury, hindi ko sila nahanap. At tsaka marami rin ako na-discover sa comment section na mga galing pala. And there's AV Moto Tuning and Grease Monk. Magaling sila sa mechanical and sa technical. And nanalo si AV Moto Tuning sa technical. Very scientific and systematic yung mga tutorial. And it's very, sobrang hirap piliin yung mga nanalo. It's a tough battle. Pero we really have to choose only 3 finalists per category. And yeah, sana next year, I'm sure marami pang darating na bagong content creators. And sobrang dynamic ng landscape natin for content creation. So, next year ulit, December, makikita natin sino best storyteller, best YouTuber, best technical, best tutorial, and marami.
Wala bang best of the best? Parang MVP?
Yeah, YouTuber of the year. Best of the best. MVP, parang ganun ba?
Hey guys, Ken here. Just dropping by to say hi and to invite you to listen to my podcast,
Live It Asia with Ken Lizardo. This podcast is for people who want to live life to the fullest by excelling in business, faith, and health. Are you one of us? If that's so, want it, learn it, live it. Check out Live It Asia podcast. Now back to this episode.
Pero hindi ba si Zach parang God or God mode na si Zach? Ibang level na yun.
Yes, actually ano, si Zach parang ano natin, parang kuya na tatay niya, wala na siyang kailangan patunayan pa.
Kaya, tanda na nun eh.
Ano na talaga eh, best of the best. Kaya parang ginawa natin siyang and meron siya special na award, News Moto Award.
Siya ang Morgan Freeman ng motorcycling world sa Pilipinas.
Yes.
Morgan Freeman.
So si Zach, parang ano eh, hindi na niya kailangan patunayan sa sarili niya, so hindi na natin siya sinali sa awards, but I really had to award him for his three-part Thai content series. So,
winner yun, News Moto
Special Award.
Oh, yun ang MVP.
Winner yun. And syempre, si Chris Sengson is saying Moto Deal. Definitely up there from our good buddy Gino Rufino. Nanalo si Gino.
Moto Deal, bike review of the year. Finalist, Moto Deal. And studio setup bike review of the year. Yeah.
Sino nanalo?
Ang Gino Moto.
Hindi si Gino Moto. Hindi si Gino.
Hindi Moto Deal.
So, dalawang Gino nanalo sa, ano, dalawang Gino nakapasok sa bike review of the year.
Dapat may contest, dapat may contest sila yung si Gino at saka si Gino Moto. Tapos kung sino mananalo, siya yung kukuha
Moto,
ng Gino.
Galingan mo pa next year, ha? Wag mo pa
gawin natin, si ano, gawin natin na battle royale, pare. Sino yung totoong Gino?
Battle of the Gino.
Sino yung tunay na Gino? Gawa tayo sila
nalo.
Gayaan natin sila dalawa. Tunay na Gino rider.
Oo. Siya lang yung ano, siya lang yung may karapatan gumamit ng Gino na pangalan.
Okay, so
pero pareho silang category, ah.
We were gonna put Darwin. We were gonna put some books, but then we realized Buck, Jolly, and I are illiterate. So Jolly said, "Let's just put manga and anime."
Wala eh. Naglagay ako ng libro. Sobrang boring daw. Sabi ng mga kasama ko.
I mean, I read. We don't
know. Book para puro
picture. Yun sinabi namin.
Was Zen in the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. But honestly, it took me a year to finish that book. And it was too eyebrow for me. Hindi ko na gets. So,
ako, one part pala ako dun.
Ang pangit naman nun na parang 1 year kang may COVID.
Alright.
Hindi mo naman kailangan tapusin
ng
1 year.
So, manga and anime. Jolly, ano yung mga manga and anime?
Itong
mga usapang ito, ano, mga usapang manga at saka anime naman na may kinalalaman sa motorsiklo. Isa sa mga pinaka OG na mga ano, mga manga na merong mga motorsiklo is yung Bari Bari Densetsu yung tawag ng series. Ano so yun? Mga 1991 to dilabas. Tapos yung kwento nito, mga nag-aano, yung mga Togi Racers.
Oh.
Sa bundok.
Oh.
Yung kagandahan dito kasi yung pagkaka-drawing ng manga. O, parang initial dito, pero mga motorsiklo.
O, para tapos, sa Marilaki.
Basically, actually, yung kagandahan sa skin sa to, nagsimula sila, mga kamote talaga sila, nag-racing sila sa kalye. Then parang after
Hindi kamote yon, Jaga Imo.
Tangina.
Tapos, yun ba yung Japanese ano, kamote?
Oo. Oh.
Tapos yung ano, yung bandang dulo, parang after ilang chapters.
Parang aso yan ah.
Sa bandang huling chapters. Ano na, sa circuit na sila nagkakarera. So, may evolution from ano, from informal to professional.
Nah.
Tapos yung kagandahan
yung
nangyayari dito
sa Pilipinas, di ba? Yung pinakasikat na YouTube sa Marilaki. Ngayon, sa track nagkakarera.
Ginaya tapos, lang pala ng Japan.
Tapos yung ano, yung kagandahan dito sa mga mahilig talaga sa motorsiklo, yung pagkaka-drawing dun sa mga motorsiklo nila, sobrang accurate. Kasi talagang true to life. Kasi yung kwento dito kasi yung bida naka ano, naka CB750X.
Tapos yung lagi nang diba, kuha.
Lahat pati maakin na sin kuha lahat. Yeah. Tapos yung karibal niya nakakatana. Tapos lagi sila nag para sila yung magka-rival dun sa bundok, ganoon.
Akala ko mayat-mayat nagtatanggal niya ng damit.
Ah, iba 'yon, ibang manga hanap pa ba? Hindi manga tawag doon,
You have to, ano, if you like motorcycles, you gotta watch freaking Akira. The influence of the designs in Akira translate to real motorcycles, diba? It is iconic. It is one of the most beautiful animes ever. You gotta watch that.
Alam niyo yung ano, yung kwento ng Akira, yung music video ni Kanye West, yung Stronger.
Hindi.
Mm.
Yung
kwento mo.
Yung mga ilaw-ilaw, yung forma, yung background, parang ano daw yun eh. Parang inspired daw ng Neo Tokyo yun eh, dun sa Akira. Kaya, ano siya? Okay. It's a culturally significant. Ano siya? Hindi na siya manga. Anime na rin siya. Ay, dun, naging nagkaroon ng anime na adaptation to. Na movie.
Oh, kasi tapos, hindi mo ano, malalagyan ng kulay sa manga eh.
Ito, number 3.
I remember watching GTO, Great Teacher Onizuka, but I don't remember the motorcycle. I watched it in the 90s, man. So I don't remember why it's a motorcycle of your choices, Javi.
Nanunod to kwento lang yun, diba? Yung kwento kasi ni nung bida, dati siyang boss Suzuko, tapos naging teacher siya.
Pero wala naman.
Ah, talaga?
Meron. May isang, yung, di ba parang dun sa bandang simula nung season 1, binlockmail siya ng mga estudyante niya. Yung pinicture na siyang may kasamang babae. Tapos ginawa, yung mga nag-blockmail sa kanya, biglang denyo ng mga boss Suzuko.
So in one episode?
Dalawang episode.
Okay. In 2 episodes out of 100, there's a motorcycle in it. Next.
Kawasaki ang ano niya. Parang si Dante Deason pala to eh.
Si ano. Ito, Super Cub. Super Cub yung pangalan ng anime. Ano siya? Parang slice of life na anime siya na tungkol sa isang high school na estudyante na naghihilig sa motorsiklo tapos nakabili siya ng Super Cub. Tapos, ano siya? Ang kagandahan sa anime na to, lahat ng episodes available sa YouTube. Doon lang.
Speaking of Super Cub, merong isa pang YouTuber minention ni there's the C90 Adventures. Yan. Who mentioned it? Ryan Siskar. Highly C90 recommended
Adventures.
C90 Adventures. As in super tipid. Tipid around the world riding yan. Talaga na Honda C90.
Uy! I gotta watch
alam
that.
Alam mo, ano?
I think he's back in Europe or nasa... I think he went through Darien Pass sa Panama.
Nag-harvest cocaine.
Yeah.
May isang ano, napanood ngayong lockdown. Ngayon ko lang pinanood actually pero matagal lang sila sa akin ni Buck yung link eh. Si Motorcycle Magazine, yung nag-review sila na parang adventure bike shootdown. Tapos, Ducati Multistrada versus yung Suzuki Van.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Ang kulit nun eh. Parang yung Van, ang dami nakatali. Tapos ano, nakaabot naman sila sa pupuntahan nila. Yung nga lang, lagi naghihintay yung naka-Multistrada.
Okay.
That's Motorcyclist Magazine.
Ayun, Motorcyclist.
Corporate yun.
All right.
Yeah, hardcore na rider mga yan.
The other thing that we did is I personally played with a lot of toys. Like a ton of toys and video games. Binuo ko yung R2-D2 na Lego robotic set. Programmable siya.
Oh,
ang dami kong... Oh, dude, you can program it.
Anong ginagawa niya? Anong program sa kanya?
I played with
Change Oil.
My Baby Yoda.
Huwag mo patukan.
Wawa naman.
That's how adorable is that? Kept me company.
Parang nakakatakot yung iba, no? Kapag mag-isa ka sa bahay, tapos biglang kusa nagsalita yung Baby Yoda.
Medyo nakakatakot.
May hawak na kutsilyo.
And then somebody gave me this for Christmas, dude. I don't know if you guys remember mask. This. Mask becomes a helicopter. Somebody gave me this for as a Christmas gift. Ikaw, Jolly, what did you play with?
Ah, mga ano, mga Tamiya na model set actually. May mga nag-iipon ako ng mga sets dito eh. Ito yung mga ganito. Mga yung mga bubuin.
Uy, Nuts. Parang motor ba yan ah?
Oh, actually, may K100 din ako. Sa totoong buhay. Pero, tulad nung motorsiklo kong K100, ito, ano, kalas-kalas pa.
Kalas-kalas din.
Oo.
Anong unahin mo? Yung totoong motor o yung...
Simultaneous mo gawin. Dali.
Sabay. Kung ano yung progress ng totoong motor, yun yung progress ng model kit. Para diba, yun yung ano.
Para mas matagal.
Para matagal.
Ikaw, Darwin, did you play with any toys? Did you build any models?
Ito, puro IKEA. And yung home house, medyo in ice cream furniture. Yeah. Tapos, what else did I do? Edit some videos. Saka, yeah, clean some stuff. Pati bikes.
IKEA is Lego for adults.
Yeah.
Adult toys.
Adult toys. Ikaw ba? What did you play with?
Aside from ano, naglalaro ako ng ano, ng video games. Gamer ako eh.
Ah, naka-gamer headset ka nga eh.
'Di ba? Oh.
Balita ko kay Buck, may ano daw yun eh, may streaming channel daw yun eh. Nakasando lang siya pa naglalaro.
Basta nakataas kilikili.
Oo.
Iba pera pinaglaro.
I would watch Buck's gaming stream. I would definitely subscribe to that.
Which, yeah.
Ka ng
kasi, ang nilalaro ko, SimCity.
Di may pangarap talaga. Yan, no? May pangarap talaga si Buck maging politika eh. Kaya nagsisimCity siya eh.
Oo, nag-ano ako doon, nagmamanage ako ng mga taxes at saka budgets.
Totoo to. Buck really loves playing these SimCity games. Like, even like, ano yung isa? Yung City Skylines.
City Skylines, yun yung pinakabago.
Ano yung...
Pumapunta sa bahay, and then after streaming, maglalaro lang yan.
Tapos, minimessage ko about doon si Ivan, di na ako pinapansin.
ano yung pinakita mong game, Buck? Yung ano? Yung parang ikaw yung nagmamali siyang impyerno?
Ah, ayun. Isa pa, maganda yun.
Pinapahirapan yung mga tao.
Teka. Hell Architecture.
Yun.
Ikaw magde-design ng sarili mong impyerno.
Parang ginawa nilang Dante's Inferno na video game. Parang ganun.
Oo, ganun may na ganun. Levels, may level. Ikaw gagawa nung levels. Tapos, ikaw rin magde-design nung mga torturing device. Pero, syempre, pag tinotorture mo sila, kailangan nila rin pa rin kumain. So, ikaw pa rin magde-design nung kung anong kakainin nila.
Okay. Next, we've got, what are the things you did with your bikes while you were in lockdown? You couldn't ride. Nandun lang sila. Jolly, ano yung mga ginawa mo?
Nakakulong ako sa kwarto ko. Iba, di ako pa lumabas eh. Di ko alam kung nandun pa yung motorsiklo ko eh.
Parang duman ako na isang araw, wala yata.
Ikaw, Darwin, may in-upgrade ka ba?
Yeah, binuhusan ko lang yung alcohol yung motor.
Disinfect.
It's the worst.
Yung problema ko nung lockdown, pero, online shopping, sobrang temptation. ang dami ko nabiling piyesa para sa mga bikes ko.
Salamat, Lazada.
Salamat, Chapo.
Pero, di ba, Darwin, iba, yeah, I think sa CDC, they advise na 5 days na lang when pag nagka-positive ka, pwede na lumabas. So, actually, yeah, once I tested negative, napag-motor na kaagad ako kasi, yeah, negative, pero ano, isolated pa rin ako. Still, motor talaga, you can go everywhere, no, helmet ka lang. Pwede ka mag-ride, pwede ka mag-ride sa gubat. Nandi ka makakahawa. Pero, yun nga, I don't know if meron na rin sa Pilipinas, pero yung CDC sa US, 5 days na lang daw pag, you know, once you tested.
So, they actually announced that. And I talked to a doctor yesterday. Again, I am not an expert, but based on the CDC guidelines, they're saying that 5 days, why? Because the virus only survives in your body for 5 days.
Ang sabi nila. Like, hindi kami nagsabi niyan.
So Darwin, you're way past yung hindi ka na nakakahawa, pero inuubo ka pa rin minsan, di ba? But you're no longer contagious. That is really just your body reacting to the sickness which happened within those 5 days. So you could actually be coughing a little bit for like a month later, for 2 months later. Like, Buck, di ba? Sobrang pagod ka for several weeks after you got COVID. It doesn't mean months. Nakakahawa ka. Months. It doesn't mean na nakakahawa ka. It's just your body still reacting to those 5 to 7 days. So, yun ang logic behind
basta
that.
Tayo ng, ano, basta tayo ng
sabi
comment.
Ng CDC, eh.
Sabi ng CDC. Yun. Uy. So,
yeah, so napag-ride pa rin ako. Pupunta ako. Ride lang. As in, naka-helmet naman ako. So, it's just past few days lang. Negative na ako. So, sobrang convenient talaga naka-motor. As in, you have your own world. Isolated ka pa rin.
Online si Derek E. Oh. Papasukin nyo nga yan dito.
Get well, si Derek.
Late comers well, go inside.
Derek, live a balanced life. You know what? I also want to add, live a balanced life. So I was talking to that same doctor. And these are the non-medical things that you can do when you have COVID or even prevent you from getting COVID. And I'm not talking about horse drugs. I'm not talking about, ano, dude, one of the easiest things that you can do to increase your immune system is get a full night's sleep. Every day, get 6 to 8 hours sleep. Another thing that you can do, which is our number 8 in the list, is freaking exercise. All you have to do is exercise for 30 minutes a day at least. And if you can't do that, exercise 3 times a week for over 30 minutes. Basta you get exercise, man. And the last thing that you can do is just take your vitamins. Vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, get some sun. Yun. Those are the 3 things that will actually scientifically help you get better, and better yet, prevent you from getting COVID. On the flip side, the same doctor told me everybody's gonna get COVID. That's how contagious the Omicron is.
Also,
so what kind of exercise did you do, Buck?
Taka. Yung exercise ano na yan eh, nasa second nature ko na yan. Pero pagkatapos ko mag-exercise, ang wag na wag niyong kakalimutan, yung recovery. At walang ibang magaling dyan sa recovery, kundi Ogawa Massage Chair.
What's up mga katunay? Alam mo, naglo-long ride ka, or kahit scooter ride sa traffic. Minsan, ako, sumasakit talaga yung likod ko. Nagkakaroon ako ng mga bukol, mga lamig. May sikreto ako. Ikaw, Jolly, anong solusyon mo doon?
Wala iba. Kasama na talaga sa pagiging tunay na rider yan, di ba? Iindahin mo na lang ang sakit ng katawan pa nagre-ride ka. Bakit? Ano ba ang sikreto mo, Iba?
Alam ni Bak kung anong sikreto ko.
Ha? Wala ba kayong mga ugawa?
Ha? Ugawa? Ano yun?
Ano ba naman kayo? 2021 na. Think about it, Jolly. It relaxes your muscles and improves flexibility. Check out their promos at Ogawa Philippines Facebook page and shop online at ogawa.net.ph.
Bibili nga ako ng Ogawa na yan.
Okay, serious question. Serious question, Buck.
Game.
During when I had COVID, for like 3 or 4 days, ang sakit ng back ko. And I thought it was because I was sleeping wrong, kung saan-saan ako bumabaksak. And ginagamit ko, totoo to. I was using the Ogawa massage chair 3 or 4 times a day. Kasi ang sakit ng katawan ko. Kayo, Darwin, Jolly, did you guys have that yung parang ang sakit ng muscles sa likod? Did you guys need to do that?
Masakit yung katawan ko actually nga. Pero mga 2 days lang. Pero kasi hindi ko magamit yung Ogawa kasi ginamit ng nanay ko tapos din na binalik sa akin. Eh.
At saka, masakit na talaga yung ano niya, parang trangkaso lang daw. Hindi talaga COVID.
Oo.
De, ikaw, alam Darwin, mo kung, ba, you, alam mo kung that, bakit?
Oh yeah, same din like Jolly, just a couple of days. Just one night fever, masakit katawan, and that's it. And maybe plus 2 days na medyo pagod. So, naglinis-linis na lang ng bahay. Tapos, yun, exercises kung sa bahay lang. Yan, kung anong may konting weights naman, and that's all. Tapos, yan, nakapagluto ako, so medyo nakakontrol na rin yung diet. So, yan. Iwas na rin yung order online. Nagtitipid na rin ako eh, kasi puro kain sa labas nung Christmas and holiday. So, yan, medyo, ano, napag-ano kami sa bahay, napagluto, napaplan namin yung meals. And yeah, water, wala na rin junk food kasi yeah, after the holidays, puro party food. Eh. So yeah, that was nice. Good start for the new year and hope to continue it throughout the year.
Alam mo, Iba, kung ba't gumaan yung pakaramdam mo dahil doon sa ugawa?
Bakit? Bakit?
It promotes blood circulation through your muscles.
Yun.
Kaya yung mga Ogawa vibrator massage chair na yan, maganda sa katawan yan. Diba yung
I agree 100%.
Vibrate na parang skateboard. Ang tawag doon?
Yung easy fit.
Yung nakatayo ka.
Easy fit, so, yun. Nagba-vibrate. Ganda doon.
But speaking of speaking of exercise, I did do some yoga and also VR, virtual reality. Beat Saber and
Beat Saber.
Pistol Whip, man. Those things are awesome.
Iba yung yoga VR na alam ko eh.
Okay. And what did I do the most of? Honestly, number 9, online freaking shopping.
Oh, pati si Jolly, di ba?
Ang dami. What did you guys buy during your lockdown, your COVID?
Break disc.
Para ayaw umamin eh.
At saka mga Turatec stuff.
Ikaw, Darwin. Nakikita ko sa likod mo yung mga binili mo eh.
You know.
Riga.
Riga R20.
Riga, Ride Manila.
Yeah.
May 1G pa na. Ride Manila. Kitchen, no? Ganda.
1G. Yeah, tapos naka-cardo na rin ako ngayon.
Woohoo!
You know. Duo.
Uy, ganda ng helmet ah.
Oh.
Carbon?
Yes, sir. KYT NZ Race. Sabi. Tapos si, ano, si 1G.
Turatec helmet.
Si 1G. So,
oh, si 1G.
May friend si Motodex. Nagbuka siya ng parang Revzilla. Nagbuka siya ng website niya.
Wow! So,
pwede na bumila yung parts. Parts lang motor if may hilig ka sa mga Mio, Aerox, yan. Pati may mga Brembo din siya na O-ring. or merch. So, pag bumili ka sa kanya, mananalo ka ng Aerox na identical sa motor niya. Tapos i-deliver niya personally sa, ano, yeah, may raffle ka. Tapos i-deliver niya sa bahay mo, Luzon, Visayas.
Ganda yan, ah.
Yan.
Galing, so, wait, galing.
Sabi niya, pag ka pa daw bibili sa shop, sa kanya ka daw bumili, may chance ka pa manalo ng
may raffle. Oh, galing, ah. Yeah.
Safe ka pa sa COVID.
Invite mo naman, ano, i-guess namin yan dito.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Well, baka pag may message namin, hindi kami pansinin yun.
Next week. Next week. Next week. Invite
yeah.
natin.
Oh, next week.
Kasi lapag 1 million subscribers na siya. Ano? Celebrate natin 1 million niya. Yeah.
Game, sama ka ng Darwin.
Yes. Invite natin.
Ayun, para ma-announce niya sa lahat yung ano, yung papromo niya.
Ayun, oo.
Ganda yun.
And then, I bought a ton of stuff. Darwin went crazy in IKEA. I can see it in his background. Ano yung mga IKEA na binili mo, Darwin? So yung Scadis yan,
no? Pa. Yeah, Scadis and dude. Lack. Iba-ibang klaseng lack. Yung table,
you see
yung
this,
table.
The lamp behind me?
Oh, yeah.
That's ano the spotlight ano lamp ng IKEA. I here. Forgot what ito it was rin. Called.
And as you can see, guys, si Iba memorized na yung catalog ng IKEA.
Kulay Amsterdam yung lamp mo.
So yung kulay ginawa Amsterdam. Ko with may mga ano, may mga ibang lamps nila, dude, 500 pesos. So bumili ako ng dalawa and then linagyan ko ng firefly na
whoa!
Smart.
Whoa! Mayari! Nalaglag si Dan.
Ito, 560 pesos.
560 pesos. Dude, punta ka sa Firefly, yung ilaw-ilaw, they're selling LED smart bulbs for like 300 pesos. So now you can control those 500 peso lights, put smart bulbs in, and it's all automated. Yun ang ginawa ko. So all of my lights, I automated all of the lights in the house.
Pati halaman ko, IKEA din.
Binuo mo yung mga dahon?
Oh, ina-assemble.
Uy, ganyan din yung lamp ko. Ay, no. Sa likod ko. Ay, kabila pala.
So, marunong na ako mag-Swedish. Dagdag na sa built villain tsaka smart villain ko na vocabulary.
Nax!
Bumili rin ako ng mga shelves, bumili ako ng IKEA desk, bumili ako ng I don't know, pati yung ano, yung lupa, yung pang shower, IKEA.
Yung scrub.
Yung
Ziploc.
Oh. Anyway, all right. And did anybody else buy anything? Any cool stuff during the lockdown? During their COVID?
Bumili ako ng ano?
Yeah, Lazada,
ng oximeter. Ito. Eh, parang na-monitor ko na may COVID ako.
Oh, kailangan yan. So I also use the Xiaomi, the Fitness Band 6, to monitor my oxygen levels.
Uy, Jolly, yung oximeter mo, ano yun ha? Ang pinaka, alam mo kung saan pinaka-effective ilagay para mabasa yung reading.
Saan?
Saan?
Mamaya may message yun ha.
Bak, kailangan yung video mo para baka magkamali si Jolly.
So, kailangan yung video tutorial.
De-demo ko sa'yo mamaya.
Ito, ito si Bak. Sinubukan mo talaga, no? Gagana kaya? Gumagana sa paa, nasubukan ko.
Hindi, mas ma-effective sa...
sa alam mo.
Oh, ano na?
And finally,
word of wisdom.
Number 10.
Word of
ang,
wisdom.
Ang pinaka-
oh, Jolly, ano yung number 10?
Ito yung pinaka-ultimate ubus oras na pwede mong gawin sa buhay mo. Manood
ano?
At makinig ng tunay na rider.
Dude, that's 100 hours worth of content. Buong lock, buong quarantine period mo.
Papakinggan nyo kami
tapos
tatlo.
Na.
Simula sa episode 1.
It'll be just like Box Hell Game. That is one level of hell. Lockdown, listening to 2-9er Rider for 5 days.
Tapos, ang maganda doon, kung non-stop mo siyang papanoorin, para kang nag-intermittent fasting. Doon sa last episode, makikita mo, mawawalan ka ng 20 kilos.
At saka 20 IQ.
All right, Darwin, any words of wisdom?
Alam man, live a balanced life and
COVID-free life.
Yeah, COVID-free. And yeah, galingan natin. Ano na eh, hindi natin alam kung hanggang kailan tayo. So, galingan natin sa buhay. Yeah.
Agree. All right, guys. And so next week, Darwin, we're going to have you
next
again.
Week,
and we're going to have a special...
Yeah,
we're going to have a special guest.
Yeah.
Ano nga pangalan ni
PM ko ngayon. Si Benedict Manikis. Si
Benedict, si Ben. Oh, si Ben. Kilala ko si Ben.
Oh, yeah. Oh, si Benedict. Trupa natin yan, trupa.
All right.
Si Benedict
Cumberbatch. So everyone, thank you. I hope you guys are all safe. And if you've got COVID, all of us here got COVID. You're not alone. Reach out if you need anything. We're here to help. And yeah, get some sleep. Take your vitamins. Stay healthy. Peace.
Good night.
Signing
Happy
out.
New Year, guys. Happy Chinese New Year then.
Thank you to everyone.
Thanks, guys. Kailan Chinese New Year?
Di ba February?
It moves, di ba?
First new moon, di ba? First new moon.
Depende sa full moons.
Ah.
Ano
dapat meron tayo Chinese New Year special?
Feb 1.
Uy, Darwin, magano tayo? Omicron ride. Lahat ng mga duman sa Omicron.
Oh, may antibodies lahat.
Oo, tara. Basta
paano
vaccinated ka and dumaan ka sa Omicron.
Paano kung gusto ko sumali sa Omicron ride? Punta ka muna di Divisoria.
Delta yung sa akin eh.
Malala yung sa'yo, Buck. Man, I'm so thankful. You know, sabi ng doktor, I would have been in the hospital if I had to.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.